Well, come children, young and old, let's have a children's story. Can't have you come forward, but it's good to be able to remember to put something in there for the young folks as well. Janine, like most of the older in the kids department, had chores. One of her chores was to be involved with helping mom finish up the dishes after supper. And the doorbell rang. And when the doorbell rang, Janine was the one that went to the door. And when she went to the door, her first looked out the little peephole and went, oh no. Opened the door and with the happiest, friendliest smile on her face said, hello, Chad. I'm sorry I can't help you right now. I am busy doing the dishes, and so you'll have to come another time. And she ruffled his hair and sent him on his way, shut the door, and went, I'm sure good. I'm glad I have dishes to do so that I can tell Chad, no, I can't play with you today. Chad, you see, was the little neighbor boy next door, and he was a couple of years younger than her. And Chad didn't have a big sister, and so Chad was always looking for somebody to play with, and if there was one thing Janine felt she didn't need, it was to play with a little kid like Chad. And so she went back to doing her dishes, but she didn't really like doing the dishes. She was kind of frustrated doing the dishes. And as she got back with mom, she said, I'm sure glad I have dishes that I must do so I don't have to play with Chad. And her mother looked at her kind of funny. But anyway, Janine went back to doing the dishes and was doing the dishes. But she wasn't very happy doing the dishes. And one of the saucepans had a little bit of burnt stuck to it. And mom went out of the room and Janine quickly scoured the outside of the pot, did a little bit of the inside with that saucepan, but thought, oh, this is going to be a big job. Cleaned the outside real nicely, put it on the drying rack upside down so it looked perfectly clean and went about her business. And mom came back, saw Janine was walking, grabbed the drying pad, towel to be able to dry and went, flipped up the saucepan, was looking at it and went, Janine, what is this? The pan is perfectly clean on the outside, but it's dirty on the inside. And Janine said, but it's clean on the outside. And mom said, you know, Janine, Jesus had a little talk about that with his disciples. He was talking about, don't be clean on the outside and dirty on the inside. And that reminds me, you've been doing that cleaning on the outside but not the inside and some other things besides just dishes. And Janine said, what? And mom said, what is this business of being so friendly and happy and encouraging Chad to come over here and want to play with you and then trying to slam the door in his face? Isn't that being kind of a fake? Isn't that being kind of a, the Bible uses the word hypocrite, meaning pretending to be this when you're really that? And mom said, Janine, I understand being a girl that's bigger and not wanting to have to play all the time with the little boy that is littler. But he likes you, and he doesn't have a big sister to play with. And if you're going to play with him, fine. And if you're not, tell him, no, you can't. He needs to play with his friends his age more. That's fine. But don't keep encouraging him to keep coming only so that you can try and shoo him away. Mom said, now as to this saucepan, How about you go back and scrub it right? And we might want to think about being a person that is clean on the outside, but kind of dirty on the inside. And maybe like that pan, we ought to ask Jesus to clean us on the inside too. What do you think?